evening and welcome to another edition of the Gaelic Hour here on Chin 97.9 FM with Austin Cummerton. And this is also coming to you on the internet at www.thegaelichour.ca. My website is thegaelichour.ca, and if you want to reach me by email, austin@thegaelichour.ca. Do visit the Gaelic Hour website. You will find their archives, which have the magazine programs going back to 2005. We also keep a playlist up there of the music that we play on the show. There's an area there you can send an email if you'd like a dedication sent to somebody. And there is also a calendar of events. On the archives page at the moment, you can put your name in, and you need to get it in tonight because Mary will be announcing the results tomorrow night for a pair of tickets for the Russell Celtic Fest on Saturday. We have a full program put together for you tonight. We'll be meeting Terry Kelly, and Terry Kelly is in concert on Monday, June 16th at the Bronson Centre on 211 Bronson Avenue, and that is a concert that is a fundraiser for the Canadian Council of the Blind. And Terry has been nominated for 4 CCMA Awards and a Juno, and he is a winner of 7 East Coast Music Awards, and that concert is entitled Changing What It Means to Be Blind. I want to fill you in on some of the rugby results that have happened at Twillamel on Saturday. The US were beaten by the English Saxons 64-10, and the Scotland A beat Canada 24-10. And the Irish team will be in Kingston on Wednesday evening, and there is a bus going from the Irish Village, and you can get details at the Heart and Crown for that. That's 613-562-0674. And those include at 4:30 Scotland A versus the Argentina Pumas, and at 7 p.m. USA versus Ireland A. As I say, you can get a bus from the Heart and Crown for that. And I want to express my thanks to the continued support I receive from the Heart and Crown. Without their help, this program would not be on the air. And speaking of the Heart and Crown, they do have their 16th annual Celebrity Golf Tournament coming up on August 12th. And we'll fill you in more on that as the time approaches. The Irish Society have their annual general meeting on Thursday evening. And that's at St. Patrick's Home Library on 2865 Riverside Drive. And refreshments will be served, and members are encouraged to attend. We'll also be talking tonight to Mike Shaw. Mike will tell us all about the Russell's second annual Celtic Fest, and his entertainment includes Sons of Scotland and Greenwich Mean Time. Also Garrod O'Halloran, who will be performing on Friday night the 13th at the Almont Town Hall in a Celt Fest warm-up concert. He'll be there with Pierre Schreier and Ian Clark. In our Irish lessons tonight, we're continuing on with Liam O'Mwain Lay. And Liam O'Mwain Lay is going to help us tonight in asking for help.
Dear Rich, my name is Liam O'Mwain Lay, and I want to welcome you to the Irish Language CD course. There are no books required for this course. Simply sit back and prepare to learn or relearn a range of Irish language expressions. The featured words and phrases are easy to learn, lessons lasting approximately 10 minutes each. I will speak the phrase in English, and then I'll say the same thing in Irish. After that, there'll be a pause for you to practice saying the words in Irish yourself. So, let's begin. Lesson 2, asking for help. Excuse me. Gama leshkeil. Hi, can you help me? Hi. An feidir at kaurulam. Where is kawil? Please, le the hal. Thank you. Gurra mahagut. I'm looking for the post office. Time eglorog efigun fisht. Now we will put these phrases into complete sentences. Listen and repeat. Excuse me. Hi, can you help me please? Where is the post office? Thank you. Gomma leshgail. Hi. An feidir lat kaurulium letahal. Kawil efigun fisht. Gurra mahagut. Good. Some more phrases. Listen and repeat. What is the way to Cain Shlí Chuig? What is the way to Cain Tro in a Will? Can you give me directions to An Féidir Lat Trórucha Ahortstum Chuig? I am looking for Táim Ag Lurug. The main street An Fríamh Sráid. The shops Na Shuppi. The beach An Tró. Now we'll join these up into longer sentences. Listen and repeat. What is the way to the beach? Kentro Huygenthro. Can you give me directions to the main street? Fader lat Trorcha a hortstum goody on free of sroids. I am looking for the shops. Time eg lurg na shupui. Now, try some more sentences. Again, listen and repeat. The shops are on the main street. Tá na shupui ar an brí of sroids. The post office is opposite the shops. Tá ifig an fuisht os cóir na shupui. The beach is the first left after the shops. Tá an trá ar chlé díruch taréis na shupui. Take the next right for the main street. Tóg an chéad chasa ele ar yesh le dul go dtí an prí of sroids. Now, listen to the next sentence in English and then attempt to say it in Irish yourself. Hi, can you help me? I'm looking for the beach. Is it the next left after the post office? Oh, the first right on the main street. Thank you. Okay, it goes like this. Hi, un féidir leat cáirúlium. Tá mbeag lorg an tráth. An bhfuil sé ar chlé, tar éis ifig an fuisht. Ó, an chéad chasa ar yesh, ar an bríomh shráid. Go raibh maith agat. Now, try it again yourself. Now we'll look at more examples of seeking help. Listen and repeat. Excuse me, I need some help. Go mbeag leithscéal tá cúnamh uaim. How can I help you? Conas gur féidir liom cháirú leat. I'm looking for the Seaview B&B. Tá mbeag lorg B&B on Seaview. Do you know the address? An bhfuil an seola agat? Yes, it's in the townland of Conlin. Tá sé maile farin Conlin. Okay, I know it now. You need to go back the way you came. Tá sé gum manish. Cahatú dul arás an slí a hánic tú. Right. Ceart go leor. Then take the second left after De Rossa's pub. Tógan dara casa a chlé tréis tachtárna De Rossa. Yes, sha. And you'll see it on your right 200 metres later. Agus fecatú ar yesh é, ráchéad méadar araig. That's great. Thank you very much. Siníntach. Gura míle mahagat. And if we join some of the phrases up, listen and repeat. The Seaview B&B is in the townland of Conlin. To get there, you take the second left after De Rossa's pub. And after 200 metres, you'll see it on your right. Tá B&B on Seaview, I maile farin Conlin. Le dul aon tóg an dara casa ar chlé, tréis teachtáir na De Rossa, agus gáchéad méadar ina dhiag sin, fecatú ar yeshé. Now we will look at correcting misunderstandings. Listen and repeat. Do you understand? An digin tú. Do you speak Irish? An bhfuil gaeil ge agat? I have some Irish. Tá roinnt gaeil ge agam. Please speak slowly. Leabhar go mál le do thoil. Can you repeat that, please? Abair sin arís le do thoil. I don't understand. Ní higim. Try some of these phrases again. I have some Irish. Please speak slowly. Tá roinnt gaeil ge agam. Leabhar go mál le do thoil. I don't understand. Can you repeat that, please? Ní higim. Abair sin arís le do thoil. Asking the time. Listen and repeat. Excuse me, what time is it? Gumma leshgale, kain thau me. It is 2:30. Tá sé lehur treish a do. What time do the shops open? Kain thaum a osclean na shupui. The shops open at 9:00. Osclean na shupui ar an ní a chlug. When does the bar close? Cahin arunan on bar. The bar closes at midnight. Dunan on bar eg maon ihe. Now we will conclude this section by recapping on the vocabulary learned over the last two lessons. Listen and repeat. Hello, Diorit. Hi, hi. My name is einem Dom. Nice to meet you. Das Bula Lat. Excuse me, go Moleshkel. Can you help me? On Feder Lat Kauru Lum. Where is Kowil? Please, le to hul. I need some help. Ta kunov wem. Thank you. Go ro mahagut. Goodbye, slan. See you. Fekim me hu. Post office. Ifig on fwisht. What is the way to? Kain shli chig. Can you give me directions to on Federlat Tshorcha Ahort Dom Gudi? I am looking for Thaim Eg Lorug, the main street on Friev Rhoids. The shops na Shopui, the beach on Tra, opposite Os Kower, the first on Chead, left Clay, on the left Chlei, right Das, on the right Yesh, after Tar Eish. The next one on Chead Chown Ele, the address on Shola. Pub Tach Tawrne. That's great. Shin Iantach. Thank you very much. Gora Mile Mahagut. Do you understand? On Diggin Tu. I don't understand. Ni Higgin. Do you speak Irish? On Wil Gaige Agut. Speak slowly. Lower Gomaul. What time is it? Cain taum a. It is 2:30. Ta she a lahur taresh a do. 9 o'clock. Ni a chlog. Midnight. Maon niche. Open. Oskul. Close. Doom.
Welcome back to the Gaelic Hour here on Chin 97.9 FM with Austin Camerton. And there's a concert coming up on the 16th over at the Bronson Centre at 7:30. And it is Terry Kelly in concert. And it also features the Ottawa Police Chorus and the John McRae Jazz Band. And Terry has the concert under the title Changing What It Means to Be Blind, and this is being promoted by the Canadian Council of the Blind. Terry Kelly, welcome to the Gaelic Hour.
It's a pleasure to be here, Austin.
Terry, you're probably known to my listeners for your piece of music, A Pittance of Time. I played it the last 2 years on November for my November 11th program.
Thank you.
And do you want to tell us a little about yourself?
Well, I'm originally from St. John's, Newfoundland, and with the name Kelly, one could figure that I have a bit of an Irish background.
a little, maybe.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, Austin, you know, for those who have ever visited St. John's, one might think, in fact, that they're in a part of Ireland.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I grew up loving the traditional Irish and Newfoundland music. And so that influenced a lot of my writing over the years. So I've been blind since I was 1.5 years old from a condition called retinoblastoma, which is a hereditary cancer. And that cancer was in both my eyes, and they had to remove my eyes to stop the cancer from spreading. I have two brothers and a sister who lost one eye to that. Son lost an eye. And my brother has a couple of kids who had the same cancer, and now they can stop it with laser treatment. So things have come a long way.
Indeed, indeed.
Yeah.
I noticed that you're a double silver medalist in the 1979 Canadian Track Championships.
Yeah, well, I ran in the 1980 Paralympics, and so leading up to that, I trained and did some competitions across the country and other locations around the world, and but I was very fortunate to get to travel, around the world as a runner, and of course, when you're blind and you run with a guide, and you synchronize your stride. So, for instance, my right arm would be just gently touching the left arm of my guide runner, and we're synchronized, so where our arms are moving back and forth together. So you just touch, gently like that, and you run beside someone, and you can run in street races and road races and track and cross country and the whole shebang.
And would it not be a case of that much of what you do is with a guide, and that because being blind forces you to rely very heavily on your other senses, but also very much on other people?
Well, that's kind of a yes and no, Austin. For instance, when I run, obviously I mentioned I run with a guide, but I can also run along a beach and just use the water as a guide.
Right.
When I downhill ski, I have people calling directions and so on. When I travel, I travel a fair bit, and quite often by myself. So I use a white cane when I do that. So, I don't necessarily have to have someone there. You get directions from people and that kind of thing. But using the white cane actually gives one a fair bit of independence. You can travel, through subways and through cities and through traffic and airports and whatever with that. So, so there are many, many times when you do need to work with other people. There's a great deal you can do as one person as well.
Going to your musical career, you have also been honored by the Canadian Musical Association. You've received some awards for your creative side.
Yeah, well, I'm fortunate to have seven East Coast Music Awards, and I've been nominated for Juno and some CCMAs, and I've been kicking around for a while in the business, so it's nice to have a little bit of recognition, but any recognition I get, of course, is shared with many other people who've mentored me and people who work with me now in my business and other people that I use as mentors even today.
So the creative side of your music, where did you find that, or what was the inspiration?
I've always admired writers, songwriters. And I played in a number of bands throughout high school and university. One of the bands, most of the bands I played in, we played other writers' music. And the last actual band I was ever in, one of the guys was a songwriter, and I was fascinated that someone could create a song, and there they were right next to me. And I thought, I wonder, could I ever do that? Anyway, long story short, during the stint with that particular band that lasted a couple of years, I was dating this girl, and she decided that it was over, Austin, which left me heartbroken, caused me to write this tear-jerking song.
Country song, I take it.
Well, it was more a folky thing.
Like, the girlfriend's gone, the dog's gone, the car's gone.
I didn't have a dog at the time, but it was kind of a folk song, I guess. And so I at the time I wasn't really pleased with her, but now I thank her for that gift, And that kind of opened up the floodgates, and I started writing as a result of that.
I have to mention that I was very pleased to get a copy of your CD, and you pointed out that the sleeve inside has a Braille on it also.
Yes.
You do a lot of work with the Council for the Blind.
I do. I mean, I as far as we know, it's the first album in the world that has, Braille liner notes and so on. There are a couple of albums that people have put a name or this or that on, but this is, this is actual, the practical side of it all, where you can take the sleeve out, read the track titles, and a bit of the liner notes, and because Braille takes up so much space, there's a note at the end of the insert that says, if you put this disc into your computer, all the printed text is accessible on a computer for those who are blind or, partially sighted. And I did this because how many times in my life have I opened up an album and I'm listening to it? I'm saying, I wonder who's playing the whistle on this, or I wonder who are the background singers, who produced this. And of course, inevitably, as you mentioned earlier, you have to ask someone to read it to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I'm going to fix that. My goal was to, put a new standard in the industry and say, listen, boys and girls, if nothing else, maybe put some information on the disc so one can put it in the computer and access it that way. So we decided to set an example like that for the industry. But the challenge, of course, is that it costs more to put the Braille on. But nevertheless, it's a first and it's unique. And it serves a purpose.
That CD is The Power of the Dream?
The Power of the Dream.
And I know when we chatted previously, you mentioned one of the tracks in that is called Angela's Ashes.
Mm. Yes.
And we're going to listen to Angela's Ashes, and I'm going to let you go, Terry, and remind everybody that you will be here in Ottawa on the 16th at 7:30 over at the Bronson Centre, and that's at 211 Bronson Avenue. And tickets are available from the Canadian Council of the Blind. You can give them a call at 613-567-0311.
They'll also be available at the door, Austin, as well. So if someone can...
And I'm sure you will have CDs available on the night also.
I will, and I always take time to meet people, so if you want to say hello, do that and come over. It's a show for family, for grandparents and, children. Some laughs, some tears, a bit of fun, and some audience involvement, so come and join us.
Excellent. Terry Kelly, thanks a million for coming on to the Gaelic Hour here
thanks
in Chin 97. And this is Terry Kelly with Angela's Ashes.
I see Lady Liberty smiling at me. The steamer rolls close to the shore. The dampness of Limerick seems so far away. As off to the new life I go, where there's some class of living and a decent wage given and respect when the day's work is through. God bless Angela's ashes. May God rest her soul. I rise from Angela's ashes, over the ocean to the new land I go, leaving Angela's ashes and home. My young heart is racing, there's fire in my loins, the excitement in Albany grows. I think of Cahoolan, the stories of old. Sure, now I have a few yarns of my own. Farewell to the grieving, for the homeland the leaving. Let the glorious future unfold. God bless Angela's ashes. May God rest her soul. Ashes over the ocean to the new land I go, leaving Angela's ashes and home. shimmering sunrise, the grand New York skyline. This place is a sight to behold. The ladies are gorgeous, the gentlemen shine, the children's young faces all glow. And I'm shocked by the mirror, and I hear myself groan at me teeth and me eyes and this pale bag of bones. God bless Angela's ashes. May God rest her soul. I rise from Angela's ashes. Over the ocean to the new land I go. Leaving Angela's ashes and home. God bless Angela's ashes. May God rest her soul. I rise from Angela's ashes. Over the ocean to the new land I go.
Are listening to the Gaelic Hour here on Chin 97.9 FM with Austin Cummerton, and we'll be back with you shortly.
One man set himself the task 10 years ago of recording some of the old ways of farming that have virtually disappeared in his own lifetime. Michael Lyons from the parish of Taghmaconnell in South Roscommon.
This is the parish of Taghmaconnell in South Roscommon. I was born here. In the late 40s, my father was farming and out working for hire with horses, cutting hay and corn. At that time, most of the work on the farm was done by horses, except for the thrashing, which was done by either steam or tractor. In the early 50s, the tractor became more popular and the horse started to disappear off the land. My father taught me the old ways of farming, and this video shows some of these old ways, as well as the transition from horse to tractor and other aspects of life in rural Ireland at that time.
To purchase your copy of the Old Ireland DVD, visit www.thegaelichhour.ca and follow the links.
The little Irish village with the heart and crown is the ideal place to find a good pint in a warm atmosphere. A snug pub, cosy, well-appointed alehouse with an inviting fireplace, and intimate coves for small groups. Mother McGinty's and Roisin Dubh, the Black Rose, complete the Irish village. Sit on the patio, enjoy the buzz of the market. If it's a planned party or a casual visit, the Irish village is the ideal spot. Music, food and drink in a welcoming atmosphere. It can only be the Irish village.
Buying a cellular phone this summer?
Wireless Store, your Talent authorized dealer, is offering this incredible deal.
For only $20 a month, you get unlimited evenings and weekends calling starting at 6 p.m. Plus 100 minutes of anytime calling, including voicemail, call waiting, and conference calling.
Just visit any of the Wireless Store locations in Ottawa.
Orleans on St. Joseph Boulevard. Bell's Corners on Robertson Road. Bank Street in Blossom Park Plaza. Montreal Road at Saint-Laurent, Elgin Street, and the Train Yard Plaza of Industrial.
Talent. The future is friendly.
Falter Ashkajin or Gaelic and show her chin neck a shock to knee. Her on three o'clock jig the Misha by Garo the Halloran and we Almont Egimurth Kjol. Welcome back to the Gaelic Hour here on Chin 97.9 FM. On the 13th, Friday the 13th, there is an Almont Celta Fest warm-up concert, and that's out at the Almont Old Town Hall, and on stage will be Garo the Halloran. Garo, welcome to the Gaelic Hour.
For me, Margaret Austin, is Jason Rudd, the Hinandi live, in Old Gaelic.
And on the 13th, or on Triolod Jig, what kind of music are you into, Garrod? And we'll, I know you and I are going to talk further and get more about you later, but just for the 13th, can you tell the listeners what's going on out there?
Well, Austin, it will be a combination of traditional Irish music and traditional music from Canada. And we will span a number of traditions, looking at the Celtic tradition of Ireland and Scotland, as well as the diaspora of Irish people and Scottish people to Canada, and of course, the integration of that music with Franco-Canadian traditions as well. And I'm sure people around Ottawa, and particularly up into the Ottawa Valley, will be happy to hear that we'll be bringing some of our music to them and some of their music to us. I'll be joined on that occasion by the great Canadian Grandmaster Pierre Schreier, who comes from Western Ontario. He's going to be travelling from Thunder Bay, and also by Ian Clark, who is a native of Stranraer in southwestern Scotland, but who lives in Ottawa. Both of these guys are wonderful musicians, very well known to Ottawa audiences, very well known to Canadian audiences, and for me it's a great honour to meet two fellow musicians of a similar tradition in Canada, and we hope to have a great night in the Old Town Hall in Almont, just to, as a warm-up for the Celt Fest.
Excellent, Garrod. Well, we're going to let you go today because you and I are going to have a conversation, as I say, in greater depth about what some of the things that you're involved in and what you do. But perhaps we might even get together when you're in here on the 13th or on the 14th and have a chat. Garrod O'Halloran.
That sounds like a great plan, Austin. I'm sure, you know, being Irishmen, we're well aware of the fact that when you put two Irish heads together, there's no shortage of talk, agus córa, agus crack, agus beisish in gulaidhain.
Garrod, gur míle míle maith agus... as we look forward to you getting in here on the 13th, and tickets for that, I'll give the details of where you can get the tickets, etc., after this piece of music.
Wonderful, Austin. Slán go fóill agus gnáiri lab.
Go raibh míle maith agat. That's Horace Lips with the musical Priest in the High Reel. And of course, for tickets for the Almont Celt Fest with Garrod O'Halloran, they're $20 at the Miller's Tale, Couples Corner, or the Music Works out in Almont. And Garrod will be joined by Pierre Schreier and Ian Clark. The festival season is about to get underway here in the National Capital Region, with some Gaelic and Celtic festivals coming up. And the first one to kick it off is out in Russell on the 14th of June. And that kicks off at midday and runs until 11 p.m. And one of the organisers is Mike Shaw. Mike, welcome to the Gaelic Hour here on Chin 97.9 FM.
I'm very pleased to be here, Austin.
So you guys, this is your second.
This is our second festival, and it's become an annual event in Russell. We had a very successful year last year for our first year, and the response this year has just been incredible.
So you have a full slate of entertainment and activities lined up for the 14th.
We certainly do, Austin. I think when we started this festival, the idea was to offer something of value for all the residents of the area, and we wanted to make it a very much a family event, and that's what we've been advertising. It's a full day of family fun. We've got all sorts of things going on for the kids. We have a special kids zone where there's going to be Celtic crafts and games, prizes, face painting. We even have a professional clown, one of the Shriners clowns and his sidekick, and free jumpy rides for the kids. And Child Find Ontario is going to be there doing fingerprinting of the kids, so parents can bring the kids out for that as well.
Okay, that's interesting. And then as the day progresses, you have a good lineup of entertainment.
You know, that's the thing, Austin. It's nonstop right from the get-go. The gate opens at 12, and that starts with our opening ceremonies and the Sons of Scotland, great pipes and drums. And then we have the Red Hot Chili Steppers, PC Cake Steppers. We have a lot of local musicians, including myself, performing under the beer tent. We have Corkery Road. I'm sure that's a popular group with some of your listeners. And something very interesting, at 2 o'clock we have an actual horse show, a riding club show. And so if anyone's interested in horses, we've got that going on from 2 to 4.
Mike, can I cut in there? Is it true that what you play in the beer tent is music on a series of glasses with various amounts of beer in them?
Well, it depends on what time. towards the end of the day, that may be very well possible, Austin, yes.
So what do you play?
It is, after all, a Celtic festival. Traditionally, I was a professional drummer. I did that for many years. The last few years, I've been playing songs of an Irish flavor, let's say. And I've been playing guitar and singing. You can hear me quite often at the Legion in Russell.
Okay. Sorry, I did pull you back from where you were going, but yeah, continue with who you've lined up there.
Sure, okay. Well, we were talking about the horse show.
Yep.
From 2 to 4. And then just for a little bit different flavor, we've got One Square Mile, a great bluegrass band from Ottawa. The Leanne McLean School of Traditional Irish Dance. The Cameron Highlanders, another great pipes and drums band. Brandy and Port, I'm sure they're very popular with some of your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
At 5:30, we've got the official opening ceremonies with local dignitaries. We'll be marching on the colors, few speeches, that sort of thing. Special tribute song for the troops by Russell's own Downey Sisters. The Ottawa City Police Pipe Band, and if you haven't seen them, I'll tell you, they put on a real great show.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be part of that opening ceremonies. Then a few more local musicians under the tent, and we're never quite sure what we're going to get, but it's usually great. We have people on fiddle, violin, people singing, that sort of thing. Then we have the Cooperus Academy of Irish Dance, and one of last year's favorites at 7 o'clock, opening up for our main act, is the Windy Kilts. This is a great little band from the Cornwall area. And if you want to see high-energy Celtic music on stage, man, you've got to see these guys. And after Windy Kilts, of course, is our headliner, Greenwich Mean Time. And that's it for entertainment. I'll tell you, that's action-packed, Austin. It's nonstop. Once it starts, it just does not stop.
Well, the great news, of course, Mike, is that you've been very generous to give me some tickets to give away. So I'm going to give some away tomorrow night also, so if someone wants to phone in. But if you go to the Gaelic Hour website, there's a form there, and you can fill it out and put your name in, and we'll be able to give a pair of tickets away based on the web entries. And then I'll announce those tomorrow night also. So, as I said, Mike, indeed very generous to give some tickets like that.
Oh, fantastic. It's our pleasure. You know, this is a fundraiser for the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 372 in Russell. And it's helping us to complete some of the modernization of our new 4,000-square-foot hall in Russell. So I'd also, Austin, if I may, take this opportunity to thank, all of our many sponsors, volunteers, and participants, and including yourself, for helping us with this worthwhile cause. We want everyone to know that their contributions are very, very much appreciated.
Well, I'm hopeful I can get out early in the afternoon, because I know I have commitments from about 4 o'clock on that day that will keep me going right into the evening.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hopeful I can get out early in the day.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you there, Austin.
Okay, Mike, thanks a million for coming on the Gaelic Hour here on Chin 97.9 FM.
Thank you so much.
And you can get full details on the Russell Celtic Festival at www.celticfest.ca. That's celticfest.ca.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Gaelic Hour on Chin 97.9 FM with Austin Cameron. And there is an exhibition opening in Newfoundland, The Great Book of Gaelic. And the gallery director involved is Gail Tuttle. And I have Gail on the line. Gail, welcome to the Gaelic Hour.
Well, thank you so much, Austin.
So what's going on down there?
Well, my goodness, lots and lots. Many, many things happening in Newfoundland. We're located in Cornerbrook on the west coast of Newfoundland, and we are Sir Wilfrid Grenfell College. We're the Cornerbrook campus of Memorial University. And, of course, Newfoundland has many Irish and Scottish connections in its history. And we're bringing an exhibition, a touring exhibition of contemporary art to Grenfell College that has been organized and circulated by the Gaelic Arts Agency from Stornoway, Isle of Lewis in Scotland. And it comprises an exhibition about 100 works of art on paper that bring together the work of more than 200 poets, visual artists, and calligraphers from both Ireland and Scotland.
From what kind of a time period would this go back to?
Well, the art is contemporary, but the poetry that's explored by the artists and calligraphers dates from the 6th century on to contemporary, even reggae and pop Gaelic poetry.
So what inspired bringing this exhibition over?
Well, it's interesting. Our principal, Dr. John Ashton, was speaking with some folks in Ireland at a point about 3 years ago, and he knew that this exhibition was available for tours. So he brought it to the college and suggested it to the art gallery, and we jumped on the opportunity. And about a year ago, I traveled to Ireland to work with the Gaelic Arts Agency and the tour coordinator to work out the details of bringing the exhibition here. It's been quite a saga. A really lovely challenge.
And in the Cornerbrook region of Newfoundland, I know when you get over on the east coast around St. John's and down the southern shore, there's a very, very strong Irish contingent. But is that also the case throughout Newfoundland?
Not so much on the west coast. On the west coast, we have more of a Scottish tradition in the Codroy Valley. I'm not from Newfoundland, and I'm not a historian, but I do understand that this is a strong connection. And in our festival that accompanies the exhibition, we will explore some of those traditions and some of the migration from both Scotland and Ireland to the island of Newfoundland.
Well, you mentioned two things there. One is the festival that accompanies the exhibition. The exhibition itself, when does it or has it launched, and how long does it will it be open for?
The exhibition opens next Thursday, that's June the 12th, and it runs until the 20th of September. And our adjunct festival, which accompanies the exhibition and provides context for it and celebrates it, runs from the 12th to the 18th of June. And there are a myriad events, a gala performance of music and poetry that brings Irish, Scottish, and Newfoundland and Labrador poets and musicians together, and singers, and a colloquium, an interdisciplinary colloquium, and a children's art exhibition that's adjunct to the exhibition, a ceilidh to close the event, you know, lots and lots of wonderful activities, a genealogy workshop, a poetry reading, many things.
So have you been picking up on that you're getting much interest from across Canada, and do you anticipate you will have many visitors coming to this?
Oh, we will have many visitors, yes. We have chalet apartments here at the college that are, you know, bursting at the seams with bookings, so we're quite pleased about the response. I think we'll have a large number of people from the community. And, of course, any time you involve children in a project, it broadens your audience immediately. We have the Children's Art Exhibition that is a twinning project between Carlow, Ireland, and Cornerbrook.
You mentioned also that you have a colloquium, and I know you as part of the festival, so I understand I will be talking to Dr. Martin Ware on the colloquium.
That's right.
Well, what I'll do, Gail, is I'll let you go, and thank you very much for coming on to the Gaelic Hour.
You're most welcome.
and we will talk to Dr. Martin Ware. You are listening to the Gaelic Hour on Chin 97.9 FM with Austin Camerton. Welcome back to the Gaelic Hour here on Chin 97.9 FM with Austin Camerton, and I'm now talking to Dr. Martin Ware, and I understand Dr. Ware is the moderator at the colloquium that goes with the exhibition and festival that Gail was talking about there before that last piece of music. Dr. Martin Ware, welcome to the Gaelic Hour.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
So the colloquium that you are moderating and putting together, can you tell us something about it?
Well, the colloquium will concern this wonderful book, Anne Leva Moore, and it has to be emphasized that at the very heart of this festival is this great book, which is actually a physical book just about in my hands, which has many parallels with some of the other great books in the Gaelic tradition, the Book of Kells, the Book of Lismore, the Book of the Dun Cow, books that have been very important in the Gaelic tradition at moments when it gathered intensity.
So the colloquium itself, then, what are the goals and the objectives? Is it a study objective, or are you bringing together?
I think the purpose of the colloquium is to provide for those who are coming and those who will read the book some kind of general context of where this wonderful book, and it is a book at the center of it, where it fits in the Gaelic tradition, the colloquium will throw some kind of insight into the amazing collaboration, because there's a collaboration between the poets who present the word, as the word is presented in the Book of Kells, the artists who will illustrate the word as the illumination occurs in the Book of Kells, and the wonderful lettering of the language, the calligraphy, which will manifest the poetry in the same way that there is marvelous calligraphy in the Book of Kells.
So with registrations at the moment, I'm sure you must have glanced over the list of those that are coming. Are you drawing in from some of the chairs of Irish and Celtic studies across the country?
To tell you the truth, I must be honest, I have not actually looked at the list. I would not be surprised. We have many friends from Ireland, because there's been a collaboration between our poetry festival here, the March Hare in Newfoundland, and the Sean Dunn Festival in the Republic of Ireland, and we've collaborated on not only festivals and occasions, but actually anthologies of Newfoundland and Irish poetry, Canadian and Irish poetry. So a number of the people who are involved in all these activities will come, and the more from Canada, the better.
From a general interest and, let's say, a career perspective, to have something like this come to Cornerbrook and for you to have the opportunity to moderate, this is a pretty unique experience, I take it.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's amazing for me and for my colleagues. I have to confess, my Celtic ancestry is Welsh, but Newfoundland prides itself on having very strong strains of Irish tradition, Scottish tradition, to a lesser extent, Welsh tradition. And the book, I wish you could see the book. It It is the most wonderful book.
When you mention it that way, you wish I could see it. Is there a website associated with this? And if so, can you give us the URL so that my listeners have the opportunity to...
I would have to refer that question to my colleague here, Gail. Do you know if there is a website for the...
We can put Gail back on and we'll get the website details.
Okay, very good. Gail is just writing out the details of the website. I should have it at my fingertips, but I don't.
Okay, we'll get Gail. Dr. Martin Weir, I'll say thank you very, very much indeed for taking the time and coming on the Gaelic Hour. And we will get the details from Gail of the URL and any other...
Let me hand you over to Gail now.
Thank you. Gail, welcome back to the Gaelic
Hour. Hello again, Austin.
Can you give us the URL and any other contact details?
I can. The URL is www.swgc, that's S as in Sir Wilfrid Grenfell College, .ca/artgallery/greatbook. All lowercase, all one word. And details can be found on our website and also by calling the Art Gallery. It's 709-637-6209. We'll be happy to answer questions and refer anyone to different aspects of the festival. We have a full calendar of events.
Thank you very much indeed.
You're most welcome.
And I wish you every success, and I hope you have a wonderful festival down there, and the exhibition goes wonderful. Gail and Dr. Martin Weir, thank you both very much indeed.
You're welcome.
Been listening to the Gaelic Hour here on 97.9 FM with Austin Cummerton. Do come back tomorrow night. Mary will be here with you, and she has the music selected, and I know you will thoroughly enjoy it. And don't forget the Russell Celtic Festival, that is on Saturday, June 14th, from noon until 11 p.m. And the Irish Society AGM, of course, that's Thursday evening on June 12th, 7 to 9 p.m., and that's at St. Patrick's Home. And of course, Terry Kelly's concert is on the 16th at the Bronson Centre. All important dates. This programme will be available on the internet later in the week at www.thegaelichour.ca. On the website, you will find a playlist. You'll also find an archive section where all the magazine programmes are. And you will find a calendar for the events. There's this place there. You can send me an email if you'd like a request played. So until tomorrow evening, and when Mary is with you, I want to say good night, but I also want to say thank you very much to the Irish Village for their continued support. Without them, this program would not be on the air. Sleep well, slán go fóill.